The FBI has concluded that a fatal fiery vehicle crash Wednesday on the U.S. side of the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls was not an act of terrorism. The Federal Law Enforcement Agency had been investigating the crash near the secondary inspection area at the bridge that resulted in the closure of all four border crossings between Niagara and New York State for hours. The occupants of the vehicle, a man and a woman, died in the crash while a Customs and Border Protection officer was injured. A search of the scene revealed no explosive materials, and no terrorism nexus was identified, the agency said in a statement late Wednesday night. The matter is now a traffic investigation in the hands of the Niagara Falls, NY, Police Department, the statement said. While the other crossings, the Queenston-Lewiston, Whirlpool and Peace Bridges reopened shortly after 5 p.m. Wednesday, the Rainbow remained closed as of Thursday afternoon and it is unknown when it will reopen. The Niagara Falls Bridge Commission, which operates the Rainbow Bridge, issued a news release Wednesday evening in regard to the situation. The Commission's condolences and sympathy go out to the individuals and family members of those involved in today's tragic accident, the statement read. Updates on the operational status of the Rainbow Bridge will be provided as available. It was shortly before noon on November 22, when a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed struck what appeared to be a curb, was sent airborne and exploded when it crashed in the toll booth area on the U.S. side of the bridge. A witness told Buffalo TV station WGRZ that he saw the vehicle speeding down Main Street in Niagara Falls, NY, going 100 miles per hour in the direction of the border. Two people, a man and a woman, in the vehicle were killed and a border officer was injured. Buffalo-Niagara International Airport, which also was shut down, resumed flights on the eve of the U.S. Thanksgiving. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, in a briefing Wednesday evening, said the FBI investigators were dealing with a complex scene. The pieces are scattered over 14 toll booths, so it is a large scene and it will take a lot of time for our federal law enforcement partners.